right, toxins in the home. See if we can come up with some ways to make our homes safer, healthier. We're talking about some stuff found in plastic bottles. What did you come up with? Yes, BPA. Also keep in mind BPS. BPA is used to make transparent hard plastic, known as polycarbonate, which is used for baby bottles and linings of metal cans. BPS is a common substitute for BPA because the public began to say, hey, look, you all have got to get rid of this BPA. We do not want any more BPA in our plastics. And so the people who make the bottles replaced the BPA with BPS, bisphenol S. Guess what? Studies are showing that those two chemicals are similarly toxic. They got rid of BPA, which is toxic, by replacing it with BPS, which is toxic. Both are endocrine disruptors, and exposure may cause obesity, reproductive cancers, and infertility. DEHP, this phthalate, a common class of it, a liquid plasticizer used in hydraulic fluids and PVC plastic. PVC plastic is using a number of, has a number of uses, including piping. Pipes underground, connecting to our houses, etc. Phthalate, a liquid plasticizer. It may leach into food and water through plastic and could cause damage to reproductive organs, lungs, kidneys, liver, and fetuses. Endocrine disruptors. The endocrine system regulates hormones and the glands that secrete those hormones in the body. Endocrine disruptors, also known as endocrine modifiers or hormone disruptors, are chemicals that interfere with the endocrine system by mimicking or inhibiting natural hormones. They can cause reproductive damage and have been implicated in cancers of the reproductive system. Here's one that many of us have heard about for some time, and we often equate it with dead bodies. You know what I'm talking about. Formaldehyde, yes. It's also known as methanol, methylaldehyde, or methylene oxide. It's a smelly, colorless, flammable gas that's used in pesticides, building materials, textiles, cosmetics, and home goods. Now, I know a lot of you really, really enjoy buying your car new. Am I right? How about buying your furniture new, including your mattresses? Well, check this out. The new smell of a mattress, a piece of clothing, or a car comes from formaldehyde. The new smell comes from formaldehyde. And it is a carcinogen, which means it can cause cancer, and it is a suspected gastrointestinal, immune, nerve, reproductive, respiratory, and skin toxicant. So, how many of you are looking forward to getting rid of that new car smell as soon as you possibly can when you buy a new car, a new SUV, a new truck? Whew. Wow. The stuff we come up with, the ways we come up with harming our fellow humans. Lead. I'm not saying that everybody wants to harm fellow humans, but there's got to be a better way. Lead, an abundant metal that may be found in a home in the form of old paint that can be found on toys, or walls, or in pipes, or in makeup. Yes, lead can be found in some makeup. Lead is a neurotoxin that accumulates in the body and can cause brain damage and behavioral issues. It's especially harmful to children. And here's the thing. I want you to tell me. They let us know that for this type of substance, this is the amount that is considered safe. For that type of substance, this is the amount that's considered safe. When it comes to lead, what percentage is considered safe? Ladies and gentlemen, there is no safe dose of lead. Polybrominated diphenyl ethers. They're used as fire retardants in foam furniture, carpet padding, electronics, plastics, textiles, and building material. They're also known as PBDEs. PBDEs. They build up in people's bodies over time and have been associated with tumors, delayed brain development, and thyroid issues. Now, to me, that sounds like a dilemma. For real. It's a good thing, I think, to slow down what fires can do, to slow down their flames, make it harder for them to just ravage a place, but using a substance that itself is harmful. And you think about the fact that this stuff is going to be there, period. Whereas the fire may not be there for most people's homes, for most buildings. What do you do? Parabens, that's a preservative in pharmaceuticals and cosmetics. It's also used in toothpaste, shampoo, moisturizers, shaving gels. Parabens are endocrine disruptors that can be absorbed through the skin. And they have been linked to cancer. All right, we heard about phthalates. What is it? It's a softening agent used in plastics and in a variety of beauty and skincare products. Studies have identified them as endocrine disruptors, as we mentioned before. They also cause liver and kidney lesions. They lead to a higher risk of certain cancer, and they exacerbate asthma and allergies in some children. Chemicals found in the home that are truly problematic. I guess we'll get a few more when we come back.